Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Some adverts are more memorable than others. For example, do you recognise these?
The last time you were a winner here, you still had an economy.
We were too busy trying to win a proper tournament.
Yes, mate.
Give it up, lads. It's never coming home.
St. Patrick was Welsh.
At least he wasn't English.
River dancers.
Shoe lovers. Stew eaters.
Penalty chokers.
Tato munchers!
It's your mother on the phone, Roger.
The four-wheel drive Audis. Vorsprung durch Technik, as they say in Germany.
And that was, of course, the Audi advert. And before that, Paddy Power's advert ahead of the Cheltenham Festival this year. They were both created by the same advertising agency, BBH, which also made the famous Levi's commercial in The Laundrette with Nick Kamen, for those of us old enough. But how do these agencies work and how do they persuade companies to take risks for adverts? Karen Martin is the chief executive of BBH Ireland. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. How are you?
How do you go about making memorable adverts?
Well, it starts off where you get a client brief, and then ultimately you have to work out what the business problem is and what the communications need to do. And it starts at a very high level at the business problem. And then ultimately you have to look at the market and see what your competitors are doing. And we call it what the zigs of the category is. So a sea of sameness. And what you have to do is try and cut through that and find a way to rise to the top and make work that is memorable for years and that people talk about. But there's an awful lot of art in doing that and convincing and selling and insight and all the rest of it. But ultimately, everyone wants to make work that's remembered. So that's the challenge.
And sometimes the client might want to put a square peg in a round hole. How do you tell them that that's simply not possible?
Well, you use a lot of customer insight and research to help form the best solution. And some people are braver than others and some clients are braver than others. And some might have not as much budget as others. And usually if you've got a smaller budget, you have to kind of cut through. And they're the moments we call them challenger brands, which have to kind of make more noise because they don't have as much funding as others. And that's basically how we convince people to make great work.
Now, does that mean the companies that want to break through, that they will take bigger risks in what is, you know, what they will put on air and what they put on a radio advert?
Often, yeah. But then you heard the work for Paddy Power, who are just a fun company, an entertaining company who just live to make people laugh and enjoy everything.
And they succeed. I love their adverts. Was that pushing an open door when you started talking to them about that Cheltenham advert?
Well, on the Cheltenham stuff, so it's BBH London and Dublin who work on that together. And obviously, there was the original work not done by us with Colin Meaney. And then we looked at the next round of it, and we also had like Barry from EastEnders and Peter Crouch. And it was like, instead of, I felt like sometimes the Irish always win in that, wouldn't it be good to have a battle back and forth? And one of my favourite lines, Tato Munchers in there.
Just, and the big pause. Just got,
yeah, it just got so ridiculous.
And it's the likes of Peter Crouch and Colin Meaney. Are they kind of on contract or are they gig by gig?
They're different based on, so Peter Crouch works with Paddy Power and Colin is gig by gig and obviously takes a big role in the Cheltenham series.
Now, are you surprised by some of your own clients in what they agree to do? In other words, you might decide to push the envelope on something and are you surprised that they say, yeah, we'll go for that?
Absolutely. And it's such a win. Like it's such a win because sometimes you go into meetings and you're presenting the creative work and you might have something in there that the whole team absolutely love and feels right. But, you know, it's a bit of a risk. And when that's bought, that feeling is nothing like it. And then that nervousness. And we always say that clients should feel uncomfortable with ideas because, you know, you're onto something. If everybody feels that's grand, then that's how the reaction will be from consumers as well, because we're all consumers.
Yeah, we are. We live in a right-on or politically correct age, Karen. That must make being funny a little bit tougher.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you just have to be careful with humour. Never punch down. Never make people feel bad. So long as everyone feels included in the joke. And I think that's always where Paddy Power have a very fine line in. They go to the edge of it, but it always is in the spirit of good fun. It's never to make anyone feel bad.
I know, but, in Paddy Power adverts, which we both love, you mock football fans who can be fanatical. I'm just not sure whether you'd be brave enough to mock animal lovers or political supporters, for example.
Ah, you would.
Would you?
You would, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I think so long as you know the confines of it. I mean, football fans are a bit
of an
easy
target. But
you
wouldn't mock religion. You'd never mock religion in an advert.
Well, no, I wouldn't go near that. No, absolutely. And that's a slightly different area. I mean, that's obviously, you need to be inclusive of people. But football fans do send themselves up because, you know, they're so fanatical. And they love it. They absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So long as you're not slagging off their team.
Well, everybody gets slagged off. Do creatives ever admit to having a dry patch where you literally can't think of anything?
God, yeah. It's like any creative process. You know, you get a brief and sometimes the brief isn't challenging enough or it's really hard to crack it. So it takes a while to get to these ideas. Like it really does. And lots of insight and strategy and understanding the business problem. And sometimes it's really hard, really, really hard to crack a brief, which takes longer than others. And then you have to go back, have a look at it. Maybe you are on the wrong path and you have to find a different way of examining the problem. But yeah, very, very much the case in any creative process, I would say.
And what sort of walks of life do you all come from? Would you all have done sort of university degrees in the ideation business, the advertising business, or would you have come from different walks of life?
No, not necessarily. I mean, we do a programme which is based in the UK and we also do one in Ireland with ICADS, which is basically trying to find diverse and upcoming talents who wouldn't necessarily have a university degree. Because actually, we're all consumers and we all have to come from all walks of life to really understand what appeals to everybody. So we want to make sure that the creative industries is open to everybody. And that's really, really, really important to us as a business, right, and also to what you see as a consumer.
Karen, thank you so much. And keep the funny adverts coming, please. That's Karen Martin, the Chief Executive of BBH Ireland. That's it for now and for this week. I'd like to thank my colleagues for all their help in getting the show on the air. Cormac, Kathleen, Helena and Steve. Don't forget, you can hear all our items on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.